What is up, guys? Welcome to today's first episode on the Amazing World of Sports. And I'm going to be talking about mainly the NBA games yesterday. They were absolutely crazy. A lot of upsets. We're going to be going over all of those. And if you're just tuning in, thank you for watching. It's my first official episode. And mainly on this channel, we're going to be talking about sports, mainly basketball. I don't know if we'll get any football in here as well. And sports cards, if you're really big fan of sports cards. I talk a lot about those too and everything that's trending and stuff about them. And yeah, so I'm going to start today's episode by just going back yesterday, depending on where you're watching this. October 27th, 2021 was the first crazy upsets I've seen in the beginning of the season. Some teams are not starting off pretty hot. There's a lot of teams that are actually kind of, you know, struggling in the beginning. And I'm going to be going over one of those teams that you probably thought are that are contenders. So first off, the Charlotte Hornets had a win against the Orlando Magic, 120-111. They are now 4-1, the Charlotte Hornets, with Miles Bridges putting up 31 points and 6 rebounds. And so that was crazy upset. I mean, not I guess it's the Magic. It's not too much of a crazy upset. But Cole Anthony did good, 24 points and 5 assists, so that was a good game. Then the Wizards beat the Celtics, which the Celtics are not starting off too hot. They're 2-3, and the Wizards are 3-1. They beat them 116-107. Jason Tatum had 23 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. Montrezl Harrell had 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 1 assist. So Montrezl Harrell had a nice game there for the Washington Wizards. The Heat beat the Brooklyn Nets 106-93. The Heat are now 3-1. Jimmy Butler put up 17 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. First double-double of the season for him, with Kevin Durant having 25 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 assists. So Durant also had a double-double there. The Raptors beat the Pacers 118-100. Not an upset there. Fred VanVleet had 26 points and 10 rebounds, 6 assists. The Hawks beat the Pelicans 102-99. Hawks are now 3-1. Trae Young dropped 31 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. The Timberwolves actually threw an upset on the Milwaukee Bucks over there in the last few minutes of the game. They were just able to pull that out, 113-108. The Minnesota Timberwolves are now 3-1. The Milwaukee Bucks are now 3-2. Giannis had an outstanding game, unfortunately could not pull it out. He had 40 points, 16 rebounds, 7 assists. D'Angelo Russell with 29 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists. Now this one was really insane. I would recommend to watch the last 10 seconds of this game. An insane buzzer beater to start off the new regular season 2021-22. The Kings beat the Suns. Sacramento Kings beat the Phoenix Suns 110-107 with a game-winning buzzer beater. That was an insane game. Yeah, definitely watch the highlights for that one. Harrison Barnes had 22 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. Devin Booker had 31 points, 6 rebounds, and 8 assists. And then heading over to the Trailblazers versus Grizzlies game. Trailblazers did win, pulled off that one. They're now 2-2. The Grizzlies are now also 2-2. And I think they play the Golden State Warriors tonight. So that will be a fun game. The Golden State Warriors are 4-0 right now. Let's see who will beat their streak. You know, it's surprising. I thought they were gonna start it off, you know, kinda like not as good, a little rocky. But they did, and Steph Curry is doing his thing, and they're starting off nice, 4-0. And I think they are championship contenders. I know it's a take that some of you guys might not agree with, but I think they are championship contenders. And the last upset of the night, and this was insane. I mean, this was a kind of a blowout, to be honest. It was 92-79. The Cavaliers beat the Los Angeles Clippers, and the Cavaliers are 3-2, and the Clippers are now 1-3. Colin Sexton had 26 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and Paul George had 12 points, 10 rebounds, and an assist. So that was all the scores, and a lot of upsets there. You saw maybe at least a good 3 or 4 of those games were upsets. And then tonight, if you are seeing this on Thursday, we already have some games going on right now. End of the first quarter, the Pistons are beating the 76ers by only 1 point, 22-21. The Wizards are only beating the Hawks by 1 point with 11 minutes left in the second quarter, 33-32. These games are probably over by when I get this up, so yeah, if you're watching these, here are some that are coming up tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern time, we have the Bulls versus Knicks. That's going to be a really good one. And Zach LaVine's averaging 25.5 points per game, 5.3 rebounds per game, and about 5 assists per game. Jazz are 3-0. They're going to be versus the Rockets tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And the Spurs are going to be versing the Mavericks tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In the game, the highlight, I think, going to be one of the best games here tonight, is going to be the Grizzlies versus the Golden State Warriors. The Grizzlies are 2-2. The Warriors are 4-0. And that game is going to be at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can watch that on NBA League Pass. You can watch any of these games on NBA League Pass with Steph Curry averaging 29 points per game, 8 assists per game, 6 assists per game, with John Morant starting off really, really good, 30.5 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 8.5 assists per game. So that's going to be a really good game. I'm going to enjoy that one, watching that tonight. And so, yeah, those are all the games. And I'm also going to be going over some of the more headlines, I guess you can say. The NBA 75th anniversary team has been announced. And, you know, there were some snubs. Dwight Howard was not on there, nor was Klay Thompson on there. And that surprised a lot of people. We really thought that Klay Thompson should have been up there. Klay Thompson has the NBA record for most threes in a game, and he also is one of the best three-point shooters to ever be in the game. I'd say he's right behind Steph Curry there. And also, LeBron's ankle, he's out again. The Lakers lose to the Thunder. So LeBron will be out. I think it's going to be a day-to-day injury. We'll see how that one plays out. And then LaVine has a thumb sprain, but he's going to play through it, so he will still be on the court there. And the Joe Harris becomes the Nets' all-time three-point king. To continue, we also have some worries about Zion Williamson and his injuries. You know, his foot is injured, and people are worried if he's going to be able to stay healthy. You know, we've been seeing him get injured and injured, and we're wondering if he can stay healthy for a whole season, and that's something to worry about. So hopefully he could get rid of that injury bug, and he'll just be able to keep on playing for the rest of his year three season. We want him to play, and yeah. So yeah, hopefully he can continue to get off these injuries and just have a great season and see what he's made out of. You know, it's been a few years, so let's see how he can play. On the other side, though, the number two pick, Ja Morant, is showing a lot of good glimpses this year in his year three leap, and we'll see how he will do against the Golden State Warriors tonight. Also, the Harrison Barnes buzzer beater. Let's just talk about that. I mean, that was insane buzzer beater. You know, you don't get a lot of glimpses to see that from Harrison Barnes, but it was just amazing to see, and I feel bad for the Phoenix Suns fans. But yeah, let's see. I mean, people think that Zion could still be a face of the NBA, so hopefully he can, you know, keep on being the person that, you know, he was in college. He was insane. But anyways, yesterday's top performers was Giannis with 40 points and 16 rebounds. DeAndre Ayton with 21 points and 21 rebounds. Just unfortunately, neither of those teams or players on those teams can get it done. So yeah, that's some NBA news for recently, daily. You know, today is the 28th, October 28th. I'm recording this. I showed news on October 27th. So this is what I'm going to be kind of doing. This is kind of just my preview, and I wanted to show you what I'm going to be doing. Now, I'm not just going to go over all these, like, daily news. I'm going to always focus on one topic. I'll start in the beginning by telling how the games went, and, you know, leave some comments on the games. And then I'll just go over, you know, some big news that happened recently. And what I'm going to be talking about one thing for a good 25 to a half an hour. So that's what I'm going to be talking about. So, yeah, I'll talk about the games, talk about some little daily news, a little bit of news. And then I'll just go over my main topic for that episode. So, yeah, guys, sorry it was my first episode. It was a short 10 minutes, just a preview, though, to show you how these will be like. I was kind of just scrolling through, seeing all the news that I got, and, you know, kind of flipping and stuff. So I know it was a lot of random topics, but all for the NBA, you know, all daily news NBA. I went over the stuff for today, but that's just going to be like a preview. So, yeah, thank you guys for watching my first podcast episode. It was a preview, but my first official episode. So I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I will be seeing you in a few days. Thank you.